Hi, welcome to the Read Play Talk podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Lindsay Paris.
And I'm Jack Love, your other host.
This podcast is a resource for all things Read Play Talk. We hope that our listeners will be encouraged to read, play, and talk with their children every day. In this episode, we are talking about how community and school events help us spread the message of Read Play Talk, and we'll give all the details for what you need to know about the upcoming Read Play Talk festival.
So it's just me and you today.
I know. Yeah.
It's kind of different.
Back
to the old days when people
Convince anybody else to come on.
That's right. Today, right, just talking about events and why we do them and the importance of them and how we put them all together and all that type of stuff. But we got a big one coming up.
We
in
do.
October, right?
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. But Read Play Talk, I think if you look at it in general, you can see it has a lot of components, right? We've talked about community partnerships. We've had several community partners on here. We have the podcast that comes out once a month. We have an online magazine. We have the new Lena Start program, which is a parent education program. But I think maybe one of the components that we're most known for are the events that we do, right? I think that's where people see us out in the community the most, and that's where we're getting the most exposure. So let's talk first about, why are events even important for Read, Play, Talk to do? And why do we even invest the time and money into doing them?
Those are good questions, right? Maybe it's me, but I think probably the most important reason is, I mean, people often hear Read, Play, Talk, may not know exactly what it is. It's our chance to actually put Read, Play, Talk in front of children's parents or kids who haven't heard of it or community people who haven't heard of it. I mean, it's just a good way to get out there and get your name in the space.
Yeah, I think events are a great way to reach a large number of people in one place.
Exactly.
You know, you create something or you partner with something that sounds fun and engaging and somewhere you know families are going to be at, like your prime audience. Like that's the best way for us to reach the most amount of people possible.
Exactly. And we have a benefit, I think, in that a lot of the stuff, and not everything, but what, 99.9% of the stuff that we offer is free.
Right.
And particularly this, what's coming up in October with our Read Play Talk Festival, it's free. So it's a great way to get our message out quickly to the masses, very inexpensively for those people.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Really important to us is making as many things as possible either free or at an extremely low cost. We don't want that to be what keeps families from coming and experiencing one of the events that we put on.
And I think that's a very important component of what we do. Even when we go talk to our community sponsors, we don't want money from you. If you want to give us money, hey, that's great.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we just want a commitment to you to be the face of Read Play Talk in the community.
Yeah, definitely. Showing their support. And we've talked about a lot of those businesses that are just so faithful and willing to financially support because there are costs that come with this event. And one way that we can keep the cost down to such a minimal level is by getting community sponsorships from businesses in the area.
Yeah. And we have such great partners. Mm-hmm. I mean, they always step up to the plate, right? Whether it's Whataburger, whether it's the Med.
Dallas Regional.
Mm-hmm. I said the Med. I think that's where my son was born in College Station, the Med.
Come back.
So, whoa, yeah, I'm drifting back in time.
Yeah.
But we have such great partners that are on board 100%.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. We've got one coming up in October called the Read Play Talk Festival. This is the only event that we really charge for, right?
Yeah, really. We do two main events a year. So the Read Play Talk Festival is always in the fall, and then the Read Play Talk Fair is in the spring. The festival is very minimal cost to come and participate at the Read Play Talk Festival. But we do use this event as like a fundraising element for the year. So there are some items that families might have to pay for to experience, but I also believe we've designed it in a way that families could come and not spend anything and still have a great experience and have a great time.
Yeah, 100%. And I'm thinking back to the last one we did, which was 2 years ago, because we didn't get an opportunity to do it this year.
2 years.
Or last year. And I think of like Dr. Kubo, who's a local chiropractor who created a really cool spine game.
Yes.
You know, didn't cost anything. There were churches there who were reading and talking and playing with kids and giving out swag, you know. Didn't cost a thing to do that. Now, there are some events, right? Bounce houses and snow cones and things of that nature that we charge very, very small amounts for.
Yeah.
But they're cheaper than anything you would get anywhere else on that day, right?
Yeah.
So like dollar popcorn or something like that. It's pretty
easy.
So I'm pretty excited about it. I mean, I really look forward to it every year.
You want to talk about like the different elements of the festival, what families can expect and what they can see this year?
Yeah, let's do that. It's a little bit different than we've done in the past.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm kind of excited about this year's.
Yeah.
We put some thought into it.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And like you mentioned, the Replay Talk Festival in 2019 was the last real in-person event that we've done. Because after that, everything was getting canceled because of the pandemic.
Outside of some bus stuff, you've had some bus pop-ups.
We did some pop-ups. Yeah. Those are, I feel like those have like helped us get our feet wet again and planning events, because it does take a lot of work and time to plan an event like this. So some similar elements they'll see. We have a DJ again this year playing music and leading games from the stage. We'll have bounce houses again. Those were generously sponsored by Whataburger of Mesquite, who is just an incredible partner for us. So we'll be selling wristbands for bounce house access. Wristbands are $5. But what's great about these wristband sales is with every wristband, you also get a Whataburger coupon.
Yeah, it's like half price.
It is like half price something. So it's a good incentive there. We'll also have representation from all now 6 of our high schools, because we added a new one this year with Vanguard, kind of showcasing what these younger kids can look forward to, some of the different programs that are offered in the high schools, mascots, cheerleaders, sports teams, all kinds of representation will be out there. We'll also have vendor booths available, and those range anything from churches to jewelry sales to Kay's Cookies is going to be out there selling cookies. But since it's so close to Halloween, it's the day before Halloween, we're adding like a trunk or treat element with the vendors and asking.
So awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. So asking them, we're not requiring it, but asking maybe them to provide some kind of activity or game for families to do as they walk by. And then we're providing them candy to hand out to anyone who comes.
Cool. Yeah.
There's also Kona Ice is going to be there this year.
Yeah, Kona Ice is exciting.
Everyone loves Kona Ice. So yeah, they're going to be out there. The Replay Talk bus will be out there. We'll do some face painting. It's going to be a really fun day.
It should be. It really should be. So, and costumes?
Yes. So we are asking guests to wear their non-scary costumes, if possible. We're going to be doing costume parades throughout the day, 1 or 2 an hour, and just lining all the kids up and letting them
show off
their costumes.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting, I think. I think they'll really like that.
Yeah, we wanted to take advantage of it being so close to Halloween and
100%. Make it, yeah, right. And the cool thing, I think, is like most people will get a couple of days wear out of their costumes if they bring it, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you just get Halloween and that's it, and it seems kind of boring. So this time,
unless you're my children, then you just wear costumes year round. We were walking around in our Halloween costume yesterday.
So yeah, right. So here's what's funny is I was thinking about the Kona Ice. Are your kids like mine were? Like they would get maybe just a little bit of ice and like 9 pounds of sugary syrup.
Yes, and every flavor that Kona Ice offers, we just go down the line.
Yeah, all in one.
It's unbelievable. Right?
It's called a suicide.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Here's a fun fact about me. I will not eat colored snow cones. I will only eat flavors that are clear.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
I know, that's weird. I'm sorry. So if you see me, I'm probably going to be eating like a wedding cake snow cone.
So you're totally missing out on the blue coconut because
I am totally missing out on the blue coconut.
Do you do that at Sonic too? Because they have a blue ocean water that's delicious.
Yeah, I won't do flavored or colored stuff.
Oh, that's weird. You are weird. I'm going to have to say.
Everybody's got their... Everyone has their quirks.
Yeah.
It's one of mine.
I have issues with wires. So
okay,
I like to think that wireless technology was invented just for me.
Okay. So. That's funny.
All right. So I know we're going to have all the high schools there. What kind of administration representation will be there?
Oh, yeah. There will be lots of representation from schools, school campuses, but also our school administration. Another area, I didn't even mention this, but when you said schools, it made me think about it. We are going to have a Scholastic Book Fair again this year that will be run by some campus librarians.
Yeah, we did that in 2019. It was a big success for us.
Oh, yeah, it really was. We were able to use the Scholastic Book Fair as a fundraising element. But we also just wanted to, you know, if we're encouraging parents to read, play, and talk with their kids, we wanted to provide some resources and allow them to purchase books to, like, go home and do that. And I don't know about your kids, but mine, anytime there's a book fair at school, it's like the highlight of the semester to be able to go. So this will be a unique Scholastic Book Fair because it will be outside in a parking lot.
Yeah, it's so cool, all the things that we're putting together, I think. You know, and one thing that sticks out to me when I was a kid, I still remember when the varsity football team showed up to my school, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they seemed like professional players. You know, they were just high school players. But in my eyes, when I was a little kid, I remember all that stuff. And so we'll be able to provide some of those things. I think kids will don't have lasting memories from things like this, I think.
Since, I think it was a couple of years ago when the district made true feeder patterns for all the schools. The high schools in particular have been really intentional about sending their athletes from all sports teams and all clubs, really, to the elementary feeder patterns in their, you know, their club shirts or their jerseys. And it really does give those kids something to look forward to.
Yeah, 100%.
Give them something to aspire to be, you know, when they're that age.
So, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, we want to give the Read, Play, Talk Festival this community feel, especially for those elementary kids who they've had the football players come to their school and read to them. You know, it's like, oh, and they're here too. Like, this is really cool and something to get them excited about.
Yeah, I agree. All right, you ready for a quick shameless plug, though?
Okay.
We haven't told anybody where it's going to be.
Oh, we are terrible at this. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it'll be at Townies Mall, where it has been every year for the festival, right?
In the parking lot under the mall's main marquee, right along 635. Yeah, we take over your whole back parking lot.
Yeah, I can't
wait. At the mall.
I really do love this event.
Mm-hmm. It's a fun one. It's a lot of work to put together. There's a lot of moving pieces to it just because we have to have support from different areas within the community in order for it to be really successful.
Yeah, and you have a team that does an outstanding job every year. I don't know that they get the thanks and recognition that they deserve.
They definitely don't. But yeah, they're incredible.
So shout out to Thelma and Louise, or Debbie as her real name
Thelma and Debbie, yes.
Yeah. So they really do a great job. All right. Times at the mall.
Yeah. So this is going to be on Saturday, October 30th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. out at the back mall parking lot. Bring $5 for bounce house wristband. Bring a couple of dollars for your Kona Ice snow cone. Wear your costume.
Yep.
And get ready for a fun day at Townies Mall.
And buy some books, too, at the Scholastic Book Fair.
Yes, buy some books. And support some of our local businesses that will be out there.
All right. Anything else that families should know before they attend?
I would just encourage families to come, especially if you've never been to a Read, Play, Talk event before. If you're like me, I am always a little hesitant to try something new, you know, especially if it's something I don't really know a lot about. I don't really know what is going to happen there. I would just encourage families to come. Try it out, commit to 30 minutes, walk around, see what you find. But we hope the families that attend will just be encouraged to interact with their kids more at home. We'll be encouraged to read, play, and talk together at home, whether that's through the books that are offered at the book fair or maybe playing around on the bounce houses or doing some of the games with the vendors. We just really hope parents are reminded of the importance of reading, playing, and talking together every day.
Yeah, I agree. And I think they can even learn some things from the vendors. Simple, easy things that they can do at home to spur reading, playing, and talking. I'm really excited about the event. So, all right, you ready to wrap it up?
I'm ready to wrap it up. Thanks for listening to today's episode about the upcoming Read, Play, Talk Festival. We hope to see you and your family at this year's festival on Saturday, October 30th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Townies Mall. We'll be in the parking lot under the mall's main marquee. If you haven't done so already, please hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Follow us on all of our social media platforms for ideas on how to read, play, and talk together at home. You can either follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Read Play Talk or on Twitter at Read Play Talk TX.